just got to get that mentality that we got to score every time we're on the field. So if we do that, then the sky's the limit for us.
Welcome to the Super Sports Halftime Show on KSCJ. Brought to you by Bob Rose, Point After, North End Zone, and Westside Pizza.
I'm joined by Chris Casamassa. He's a martial artist, a ninth degree black belt, I think, ninth degree karate black belt. And he's also been an actor and a stuntman in various movies. He's coming to Sioux City here, and we're going to talk about that a little bit down at the Pride Martial Arts, which is the old Johnson's ATA down on 6th Street in Sioux City. But, Chris, welcome into the Sioux City airwaves. Why are you coming to Sioux City?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I do appreciate it. I am coming to Sioux City because I am on a mission to travel the world to help as many kids as I can become bully-proof and fit. Bullying, is a big epidemic that spans all races, colors, and creeds, and unfortunately, it's all around the world. So part of my mission, my passion, my purpose right now is to help a million kids become bully-proof and fit by the year 2025. And that's why I'm coming to Sioux City. I've got a good friend of mine, Ryan Johnson, there at Pride Martial Arts, who's going to have a bunch of kids for us to go through the course, and looking forward to it.
Now, what I think is interesting is when I was a kid growing up in the 80s, the bullying I remembered was, you know, kids pushing you and hitting you in the hallway. That was how bullying was. We didn't have social media. And you talked about kids being fit. What is being fit other than physicality and being able to fight back? What does that have to do with combating bullying?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes kids can be evil little bastards. They have no filter, and they really just tend to say the first thing that pops into their head. And according to several studies that I cite in my book, one of the biggest components of bullying are kids who are picked on because of the way they look or the shape that they're in. So by helping them just become more physically active, not only will they start to look better, but they feel better. And that self-confidence that they gain through that carries over into all aspects of their life, including their grades at school, right? Most kids that get bullied or picked on tend to have lower grades than those that don't. So by having that self-esteem, it allows them to do better in school.
As far as the bullying thing goes with the online stuff, we hear a lot about that today. I know the current First Lady had targeted that as her cause when this administration went into the White House. But the online bullying thing, I always think in my mind, well, can't you just not follow it? Just don't go online. Don't be on Facebook. Don't be on Twitter, Instagram, whatever it was. Is it that simple?
Well, for you and I, it is. But kids have grown up. Think about this. Anyone really under the age of 21 has always lived in a world where the internet always existed. So for them, it's as much a part of their daily fabric as going, bicycle riding or hanging out with friends back in the day for us was. So it really is something they've grown up with. It's easy to say, but it's hard to do when everyone is out there doing it. And, we do want to, and I have kids, so we do try and limit their time that they spend on the internet because we want that human interaction, that human connection. There's a lot of stuff, and kids younger and younger they have their tablets or their phones. There's 7 and 8, 9-year-old kids that have their own cell phone now. So the education component of that, if we go back to the old days and one of the things I always test the kids on is, I'm going to start a sentence, and if you can finish the sentence, you have good parents. And what I say is, if you don't have something nice to say, and then for the most part, all the kids can finish that, which is, don't say it. And then I take that to the social media side where I say, listen, if you don't have something nice to type or write, don't. And they start to get it. So really for me, it's helping create that awareness in them. And the other thing too with a lot of these courses that I do when I travel the world is I'm not just teaching kids how to not get bullied. I'm course correcting the kids who just don't know better and are exhibiting behaviors that are leading them down the path to becoming bullies where they may not even realize it. So what's great about these things when I do them is I can look at the kids and I basically can see a light bulb go off over the head. We're like, oh my God, I was doing that. And so if I can just change the life of one child for the positive, then that's a great impact. But obviously my goal is to be more than one. I want to try and get a million. So I do work both sides of the coin when it comes to the bullying clinics.
We'll get back to talking about your bullying, talk about bullying, bully proof with Scorpion a little bit, but obviously the title of your talks with Scorpion refers to one of the characters that you played. You were in the movie Mortal Kombat, you know, 20-some years ago. A lot of us my age and even younger or older remember it, came out, it was based on the video game, but what I think is interesting is you're a very talented martial artist, but that doesn't always translate. Not every martial artist can act, so what was it that gave you the bug that not only can you do this martial arts, but you can do it effectively enough to get a role in a movie?
Well, I got some really good advice at a very young age, and it was by someone who was already working in the business, and he basically said this to me. He said, listen, Chris, they can take a great actor and make them look like a martial artist, but they cannot take a great martial artist and make him look like an actor. So make sure you take acting lessons if this is what you want to do. And that advice, which I followed through on, was one of the things that helped me get a bunch of roles in movies and TV shows.
When you're doing a role like that, are you expected to perform your martial arts a certain way that you haven't necessarily been trained just so it fits the flow of the movie?
Well, the great thing about the Mortal Kombat film, the whole franchise in general, is I was a huge fan of it. Like, that video game was my favorite video game at the time. And the two characters I played were Scorpion and Raiden. And, you know, actually I liked Raiden better because he could fly across the screen and shoot lightning bolts. But to have the opportunity to portray that on film, because I was very familiar with all those moves, and the style of martial arts that I do, which is Red Dragon, is a mixed martial arts. So it allowed me the flexibility to be able to mold myself into that character.
I'm not a martial artist, and so you mentioned Red Dragon, and you do karate. I know my sister's involved with Ryan's studio with taekwondo. Can you flip between the different disciplines in martial arts? Is it that simple, or would you have to, if you wanted to switch from taekwondo to karate, do you have to learn a whole new mindset and a whole new way to do things?
Well, that's a yes and no question. For me, I've been very blessed and very fortunate. The style that I came up with and learned in, although it's called Red Dragon Karate, is a mixed martial arts. As a matter of fact, it's one of America's very first mixed martial arts styles. My father actually created our system and style of martial arts. He was in the Marine Corps, and he got the bug when he was stationed in Japan, and he fell in love with a martial arts called Judo. And he actually made his black belt in Japan at the Kodokan, which is the home of Judo. And if you're not familiar with martial arts, that'll mean nothing to you. But at that time, he was one of the first five Americans to ever receive their black belt in Japan, at the home of Judo, where it was originated. But he got bit by that bug, so he came back, he continued to learn and grow, and my dad holds black belts in 10 different styles of martial arts. He never really liked any one of them, he liked them all, so in the 1960s, he did something that was unheard of, and he started mixing the martial arts styles and basically created his own thing. Nowadays, mixed martial arts is super popular, and it's everywhere. I mean, I could throw a rock from my studio now and probably hit a mixed martial arts studio. But we had been doing that for decades before it became super, super popular. So it's easier for me to, if they say, all right, we need to do some taekwondo moves, I've got that. If you want to do some Chinese kung fu moves, I've got that too. You need karate moves? Well, we've got that too. You need weapons? We can do that. For the average person that starts in a style of martial arts, making that jump from one style to the other is difficult, but it's not impossible. Like, there's so many people now who cross-train not only different martial arts styles, but different sports. And we always recommend that because it always works different muscles, different parts of your brain.
I'm chatting with Chris Casamassa, the martial artist, ninth degree black belt in karate. He is coming to Sioux City next Thursday, October 22nd, 6 o'clock to 7:30. It's going to be on Facebook Live through through Johnson's ATA Martial Arts. It's actually called Pride Martial Arts now, but you can look up either one on Facebook and you'll find it. I read on there that everybody that goes on there and watches that, they're going to get an autographed picture of you, which I assume will look like Scorpion. And there's also a chance to win an actual video game that you're going to sign of the Mortal Kombat video game. So it sounds like kind of a cool deal. But, Chris, when I was a kid, growing up in the 80s, like I said, I first heard about karate, and then it took off in my school when The Karate Kid came out in 1984. And we all saw that movie. I mean, we saw it a gazillion times. I've got it memorized. I know that you have an uncredited role in that. So were you in that gymnasium over there at Cal State Northridge when they filmed that famous final scene where the fight was that I won't give away? Because
that is correct.
All right, so
That is correct. I'm in there and doing that. It was one of the first movies I ever got a chance to appear in. I think that's kind of where I got the bug of it, of doing it, because they were filming that at an actual tournament, and at that time I was competing you know, around the state, and then went national with my competition after that. But yeah, they filmed those scenes at a real karate term because they wanted to have that authentic feel behind it. So yes, that is me in there.
So you were watching that, and was this thing that you happened to be at that tournament? Otherwise, you wouldn't have been part of it.
Pretty much, yeah. It just so happened that, you know, when they were advertising the tournament for the competition, they didn't really say, hey, we're filming a movie here. It was more of a, like, there might be producers or directors from an upcoming film project. So we didn't really know until we got there and we saw the lights and cameras and stuff.
Oh, that's so cool. And then you also did work as, you were George Clooney's stunt double in the Batman movie that he was in. And can you explain how that works as a stunt double? Is there certain things that the actor's ego will say, no, I can do that, but they say, no, we're going to use a stuntman for this particular thing?
It all depends on the actor. And listen, George Clooney has this reputation of being a really good stand-up guy. And I'm here to tell you that that is absolutely true. He is probably one of the nicest actors that I've ever got a chance to meet or work with. I wasn't his regular stunt double because they needed a martial arts specialist to come in. The good news is George Clooney and I are the exact same height, and according to the director, we have the exact same chin, and I think that's one of the reasons why I actually got hired to do the fighting in there. But the cool thing was he came to rehearsals and watched the fights that we were doing in the bat suit, and he came up to me afterwards and he goes, "You're going to make me look amazing." And I said, "Yes, sir, that's my job." So it was a really cool gig.
Did you get to keep the bat suit?
Ah, I wish. The security on that is so tight. Like, I accidentally, in quotes, took the bat boots home one day because I thought, well, they won't miss the boots. Man, that my phone rang so fast, and they kept really tight tabs on all of those things. So unfortunately, I didn't get to keep any of the suit.
Is it fun, though, when you have friends or kids watch the movie and try to pick out which one's you?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
How did they do anything digitally to hide your face or to do anything? Like, I mean, I know you got the mask on and stuff, but did they do anything to digitally change it to make it look any different?
No. Listen, he and I, I'm telling you, we're literally the exact same height. We have very essentially the same kind of face, and our chins do match, so they didn't have to do anything.
How cool. With this bulletproof thing, now getting back to it to wrap this up, when the kids come to this, is it going to be you talking, you doing demonstrations on physical things they can do? What can they expect to see?
All of the above. It is going to be a great time. It is an interactive thing, so whether they are with me on Facebook Live or Zoom, there is going to be a small amount of kids that will be in the building with us. Ryan's got the numbers based on the size and the restrictions for the state, but we're going to do a live in person, we're going to do live Facebook and Zoom, but no matter where they are, no matter how they do it, it will be fun, it'll be interactive, it'll be educational, is my phrase that it'll be. And we're going to have a great time, and I'm going to have free autograph photos for everyone that's there. Someone's going to get a chance to win the video game, which I will sign, which is the arcade game. We're going to take some pictures. It's going to be a great event. I came to Ryan's school last year, and this was pre-COVID, of course, and we had, I think, over 200 kids came and took the course. It was a really amazing event. Ryan does some great things, and he has been a leader in the community for a long time, and I'm happy to get over there and help him out.
Oh, well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun event and very educational, as you say, for the kids. He's Chris Casamassa. He's coming to Sioux City next week, October 22nd, 6 o'clock, Facebook Live, and it is through Pride Martial Arts down on 6th Street. Chris, have a safe trip to Sioux City. Look forward to having you here in town, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me on, man. I can't wait to see everybody.
And we'll be back with more high school football right here on KSCJ.